This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, August the 9th. Hi. Bunch of characters on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Do we agree, Jay, that she's a character?
I would say so, in the best way possible.
Yes.
Thanks, Jay.
Let's see if Victoria, you think Jay is a character? Victoria?
Absolutely. I love characters, right? Who doesn't?
Yes. The character is destiny. I think somebody said that once. Your character shapes your life. Did you ever think about it that way? How you are, who you are? How would you describe your character, Victoria?
Oh, man. You love these
questions. You never, it just turned into a therapy session.
Yeah,
real
I know.
Quick.
He does this all the time. But you never answer anything about yourself.
You don't ask me.
Throw it a bit. We do.
I don't
sometimes.
Ask myself. I'll be happy to tell you what kind of a character I think I am.
Go ahead. What kind of character?
No. I asked you first. Then afterwards, I will tell you what kind of a character I think I am.
I don't know. There's a difference between character and having character. So what do you mean?
I'm not so sure about that. Difference between character, having character, and being a character. If you have character, then you are going to be a character. By definition, if you are a character, you have to have character.
We're getting into the weeds here. What's the... Let's get back on track.
Well, I think a lot of people, if you ask me about me, I think I'm smart. I think that I have a lot of quirks that make me more of a character and somebody who on the radio is interesting to listen to because I have had a lot of problems in my life that I pretty much had to solve on my own or figure out how to do stuff. And I think that gives you character. I have great belief in life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. I think that people are attracted to me because I have good character, good moral character. I'm a sound thinker. I'm a little crazy from time to time, and I have a hard time making decisions that hurt people. I would say that may be part of my character. I don't like to hurt people, and I oftentimes just let things go that I ought not to let go. So there, how's that for a character overview?
That's a good. That was a good assessment.
That's a good analysis.
Thank you. So there you go. And I've been under analysis for years, so it obviously has paid off. So wait a minute. You haven't answered the question. You've succeeded in turning this around so that we didn't hear from the two of you.
I don't know. I'm not into like the humble brag. I think that you explaining your character is a very good and accurate assessment. But mm-hmm. I don't really, to be honest, I don't like listening to people talk about, like, how great they are.
No, I don't either.
I don't, that doesn't interest
Remember that song, How Great Thou Art, the Elvis song, How Great Thou
Art.
What is
it, the most powerful man in the room doesn't have to tell people how powerful he
That's
is?
That's right.
Right, exactly.
Correct. Yes, correct, Amundo. All right, so, Jay, what about you? We didn't get much out of Victoria, but I didn't expect to. What about you?
No, I agree. It's awkward.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll talk to my therapist about my character analysis, and I'll report back.
Okay, that would be very nice. Thank you. Speaking of somebody who needs a therapist, O.J. Simpson, out in public. Apparently, he's had a tough battle with COVID. He was worried he was going to die. I don't know how many other people were worried with him that he was going to die. He said it was difficult for him to breathe, and thus the focus on what he has said. Quote, when I had COVID, I almost couldn't get out of bed. I made it to my balcony trying to breathe. I couldn't catch my breath. He spoke with his children about final arrangements because he thought he was going to die. 74 years old. He recovered, though. He's living... is he still living in Las Vegas?
He's in Vegas. Well, the thing is, like, the interview that he did with The Athletic was a long interview and kind of wide-ranging. But this is typical of, and I fully will state that I believe he absolutely murdered Nicole Brown Simpson.
Most people do. think that's
I, I think so, but you never know. But the you know, again, he can't help himself. Remember when he's done yeah. so many bizarre interviews where he talks mm-hmm. about things in the third person, and he talks about himself, and you're like, well, wait a minute, he's just describing how he murdered them. It's very yeah. weird. And again, he can't help himself, like most sociopaths. At the end of the interview, he says he doesn't go back to L.A. because he could be sitting next to the killer.
Yes, yeah, so, he's afraid of running into the real killer. Yeah. That is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen him
yeah.
say.
He said,
interview.
I really don't know who did this. I could just be sitting next to the person who killed her at a restaurant. No, no, O.J., you are the person sitting next to someone else who's sitting next to the killer.
One of the most eerie experiences I had, when I started on KABC in Los Angeles in 1993, this was just coming to the surface.
Oh, right.
And I was the only person on the air, and I was blamed, it was blamed on me being new to town, coming from Massachusetts, whatever it was. But I was the only person who said, let's see, let's give O.J. a chance. So you can imagine how the Angelenes reacted to that. And so from there it went on. I mean, it became a discussion. Matter of fact, we keep talking about Larry Elder, who's running for governor. He was on KBC. He was on, and then I followed him on the air. So we would talk about this on the air, and he would tell me how crazy I was, although he'd just come there from Cleveland. It was really a very interesting. The people who supported O.J. were mostly the ethnics who loved him anyway. And not just, it wasn't really blacks, but it was the Latinos. If some about O.J., the Latinos in L.A. County loved him. And so, you know, you had that. And so there was another, there's another station in the building, Bob Kay, who is one of the ex officios, or the, not ex officio, he's the officio of Stefan Multimedia. He was the program director at the time at KABC, and he also programmed KMPC, which was the other station in the building, other talk station. And there were a lot of Latinos that were on that station. I remember talking with some of them on the air, off the air, about what they thought regarding O.J. And it's just very interesting to get that point of view. Oftentimes, it has nothing to do, as you know, with what the facts are. I mean, look at the Trump thing. Look at all the facts that point to what the reality is, and yet people don't want to hear them. They don't want to confuse the facts with their own point of view. So, listen, why have the argument? At any rate, O.J. almost died, and so that's the headline. Other than that, there's a nationwide survey out today that finds that more than 4 in 10 adults intend to wear masks in crowded places now. And when it comes to women, twice as many women as men are going to wear masks in crowds. Does that surprise you, ladies?
No, not at all. I started wearing my mask again.
Yeah, did your husband wear it?
A bunch of new ones.
Yeah, he wears it, too. At least when I'm around, he wears it. I don't know what he does when I'm not around.
What do you think he does?
Wear it. I think he wears it, right?
I think he wears it.
Yeah.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yep. I saw something I've become, I don't know, obsessed isn't the right word for it because it's not an obsession, but I've always liked Reba McEntire. And when she got divorced, there were a couple of people that I knew who were going to introduce me to her. She found Rex Lynn, or he found her. He made it his business. The actor Rex Lynn, he didn't got a hair on his head, well-known character actor, and he decided that he wanted to be with Reba McEntire and made it his business to get introduced to her, and now they're a couple. And they both apparently have a pretty bad case of COVID. If you've seen some of the things that have come from her website suggesting that, and I think they both had their shots, didn't they? Did you?
Yeah, they're both
this?
Vaccinated. She went on TikTok Live and was talking about how sick they got and just how much worse it could have been if they weren't vaccinated.
Well, what is the measure of that? How do you know how much worse it would have been? You can speculate, but you know,
a lot of doctors are, you know, if you have an underlying condition, especially, you know, a lot of doctors are saying, okay, well, you have bad lungs, or you have high blood pressure, or you are type 2 diabetic, or whatever the things are, those pre-existing conditions, whatever you want to call it, the comorbidities. We do know that every single time before the vaccines, people with those comorbidities were the ones who ended up dying in the hospital or the ones who ended up on ventilators. Yeah. So I think it's not that much of a stretch. You know, we have several people right now we know with COVID, and luckily they're mild symptoms. You know, one thought that he just had a really bad allergy. Another one said it felt like, you know, it feels like a sinus infection that he's going through. But luckily nothing too serious, you know, nothing that really requires a doctor's visit or a hospital visit. But that is the benefit of the vaccine. I mean, why wouldn't you? I don't know. I don't understand the non-vaxxers or the anti-vaxxers. See, I don't even know if everyone should
but
be
see, you don't
anti-vaxxer.
Think the way they do. That's part of the character that
no,
you were
but I know
about.
A lot of people, but it's I don't even want to just say anti-vaxxers, because there are people who are not anti-vaxxers who haven't gotten this vaccine,
right.
And they're kind of, you know, and we see these are the people who, when they, you know, when they unrolled the lottery, those are the people who went and got the vaccine and signed up to win the money.
Right.
You know,
uh-huh.
There are people who are not, there's no real stance that they're taking. They just have either maybe been too lazy, or they haven't been able to, you know, carve out the time to get it, or whatever. And so those are the people that I really think we need to reach them, because who wouldn't want to dilute what this horrible virus could do to you? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way that's why I signed on to it, because I don't like a lot of vaccines myself. Here's Chef Eric. Is it Rippert? R-I-P-E-R-T. Do you ladies know who he is?
Oh, Eric Repair, yeah.
Repair, okay. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of restaurants.
He's a famous French chef. Yeah, he owns Le Bernardin. That's one of the nicest, best restaurants in all of New York City.
Right.
He's been on TV. He has a ton of cooking shows and things. He was filming with Anthony Bourdain. He's the one who found Bourdain's body in the hotel when they were filming. They were best friends. So,
right.
Yeah. Why is he in the news?
Yeah, because he was interviewed over the weekend, said by New York One, which is the local cable channel, and he said that most of the people coming to his restaurants are happy about the proof of vaccination requirement because it makes them feel more comfortable, more secure, if you will. So I thought that was.
And you know, what's interesting too, he put a $300,000 investment into an air filtration system that is literally as good as a hospital. That's how clean the air is in Le Bernardin. I mean, the prices are almost that
crazy
much too. But so if you're showing a vaccine card and you've got that filtration system, sure, that's a safe dining experience.
Well, there you go. Safe dining is what we're all about, right? It's exciting to have. I want to go to a restaurant, enjoy the meal. I met a friend and went into a little bar in a well-known restaurant in Boston on Saturday night. We had a nice time. It was so cold in there, though. They turned the air conditioning down because I don't think the bugs can live in that cold air. It's 18 past the hour.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. In a moment, some star news that's trending thanks to Jay and her research. We're going to find out where Ellen Burstyn is going right after this.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-852-1736. 800-852-1736. That's 800-852-1736. Paid for by Airtime Media.
All right, let's get the scoop. The scoop here. Ellen Burstyn has been on a lot of TV shows, a lot of movies. She has that face, Jay. She has that. There's something about her that is so. We were talking about Marky Post passing away at the age of 70 from cancer because of all the smoking that she's done. She was one of the. Dick Wolf decided that she'd be perfect to play Sophia Bush's character. In Chicago PD, the mother, she'd been a lot of different, but she was of that age. And I look at Ellen Burstyn, she seems almost ageless to me. What do you think? She
looks incredible.
Yeah.
She is pretty flawless.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what's the scoop?
All right, so she's going to be returning, reprising her role on Law & Order Organized Crime. She's going to be a guest star. She played the mom of Detective Elliot Stabler, Chris Maloney's character.
Right.
This is a role that she won an Emmy for back in 2009 for outstanding guest actress.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding guest actress in a drama series. So yep. It's pretty exciting stuff. And the season 2 of Organized Crime premieres September 23rd.
It was the best show that NBC added last year, as you could expect. I mean, the whole thing between Maloney's character And I was going to say Olivia Benson's character, but that's the that's the name of her character, Mariska Hargitay. The two of them are great friends, have been for years. She was not happy when he left, and they worked. She and Dick Wolf worked on him to come back again. So what they've created is a show of which Hargitay is going to be a big part, because they're apparently going to have a love. They've been, you know, it's been teased, right? For the 20 some odd years, it's always been like, is there something going on between the two of them?
Are they going to really put them together, though?
That's what I hear. I don't know. In some way, shape, or form, there's always that tension, you know, there one way or another.
But that's part of, I don't want them to ruin that.
No.
You know, like that's what keeps people watching for all these years.
Are they or aren't they?
Right.
Henry Winkler called his childhood neighbor for his 101st birthday. I thought that was very sweet. Did you see that?
Yeah,
that was cute. He had, I guess when he was younger, he had kind of like a crush on her or whatever. Yeah. Was it the woman's granddaughter got in touch with him?
Yeah.
For her 101st birthday.
Story.
Right. Yeah, that is. Those are
he's
the
he's known
kinds
as
of
one
things.
Of those celebrities.
He's very
though,
sweet.
Who's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I was when I was in college, a friend of mine was in film school, and he left her a message after she had requested that he voice a character, and he left her this long, wonderful message that was just so sweet. He wasn't able to do it, but he wanted to personally call her. He's great.
Yeah. He's known for that. You're right. He's known as a good guy. And somebody who really doesn't like to celebrate his celebrity, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's live our lives and be like everybody else. After all, we are. 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Want to hear some inside scoop? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest Botox for under $18, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls.
Flex styles, 15% off ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The open border crisis by President Biden is getting worse, with NBC reporting 18% of all immigrants at the border testing positive for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Falcone of the Rio Grande Valley, Texas area, tells Fox News this disaster during a pandemic could have been avoided.
We are, again, in another major public health crisis here in South Texas, and unfortunately, it's clearly a mess that could have been avoided.
The Taliban on Monday took control of another provincial capital in Afghanistan. The Taliban offensive is gaining control of the country as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout. The takeover comes despite harsh words by the international community and warnings from the United Nations that a military victory and takeover by the Taliban would not be recognized. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten on NBC News, is calling for a vaccine mandate.
You know, I've been around the country this week. I was in Florida and Missouri as we were pushing a full court press for back to school. And the Delta variants are alarming, and the spread is alarming. So let me just be personal for a moment, which is that vaccines are the single most important way of dealing with COVID. We've always dealt with, or since 1850, we've dealt with vaccines in schools. It's not a new thing to have immunizations in schools. And I think that on a personal matter, as a matter of personal conscience, I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates. And so, you know, and all their vaccine policies. And so I said last week that I wanted to bring my leadership together, and we are this week, to, you know, revisit and to reconsider our policy that we passed in October about voluntary, that the best way to do this was to do it volitionally. Now, let me just say, my members have stepped up. 90% of the teacher members have actually gotten the vaccine. But I do think that the circumstances have changed and that vaccination is a community responsibility, and it weighs really heavily on me that kids under 12 can't get vaccinated.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour here on National Book Lovers Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan. Another half hour of character-driven conversation. That was kind of, we got into the character of our character. In honor of National Book Lovers Day, those of you who, as part of your character, love to read, put away smartphones, put out a... even reading a one of those devices, what do they call them? I get Jennifer one for Christmas.
Like a Kindle?
Kindle, right, exactly. Something's missed. I was on the airplane the other day coming back from Florida, and the lady next to me was reading a book on the Kindle. And I couldn't help but look over my shoulder to see what she was reading. Because the print was so big, you could easily tell what she was reading. Whereas if you have a book, you know, most of the print is small, and people are nosy like me. When they look over, they can't tell what you're reading. So that's even another reason to get a real book and read a real book. Thanks to Gutenberg, back in the 15th century, the printing press was invented. So this was, by the way, you knew what the reason for this was, right? Back in that time, the monks used to spend all their time transcribing various things from ancient literature so that they would be preserved. And then Gutenberg invented the press. And that was the end of that job for the monks. But the monks were not happy about it, I guess, because it took away their reason for being. But if you ever look at some of the, even though the penmanship, the monks spent years learning how to write in what today we refer to as cursive. But it wasn't, you know, you can still read some of that stuff and figure out what it's worth. By the way, antiquities being what they are, my friend Uri Geller has got a museum that he created for all of the things that follow his career, the people, and it's really pretty interesting. I'm going to go see it in December in Tel Aviv. One of the things, though, it brings to mind how people really want to preserve that which was, to make it a part of that which is. I found out something. I'm on a preservation committee for the community in which I live, and we were talking about things that we could preserve. And one of them, apparently, are the archives of the city. There are things in a vault that's hermetically sealed under the city hall that have all of the documentation when Framingham became a town, all the way back to the 1620s. Some of the pavement is all falling apart. So the city clerk commissioned somebody to find out what it would cost to preserve these hundreds of thousands of documents that mean a lot to the city. $1 million.
Wow.
To take all of the documents and somehow or other put them into
a
preservation.
Right?
Well, no, they
like
want to
the
keep
actual,
the originals. Yes.
Right.
To keep the, it's like what when we talk today about your vaccine card, it's usually in plastic, right? Laminated, mm-hmm. You go to Staples and get, well, that's kind of what they do, I guess. It's a more sophisticated process than that. But it's, and that's what happened to some of the older books, too. They were preserved in some way in order to keep the legitimacy of them. We all know what was the movies that Tom Hanks was in about the Vatican and the documents, mm-hmm. And what were there were three or four of those movies?
Angels and Demons, the Da Vinci Code, and
yeah, Da Vinci.
I forget what
right.
The third one was.
Yeah. So that was the third one, actually. Yeah, well, that was all about preserving what, in fact, is the history of the church. All right, so speaking of history, when I said to Victoria Bobby Bowden died, she said, oh, my God. So those of you who
just talked about, he just made the announcement that he had a terminal illness.
Yeah.
And that was like last week. So this has been very sudden and very, very sad for all of the football fans. I mean, he was just such a legend for Florida State.
All right, so we have an overview of his career now that I thought you might like to listen to. It comes from an authoritative source.
Legendary coach Bobby Bowden, one of college football's greatest coaches, second all-time in Division I wins. Bobby Bowden grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, with childhood dreams of joining the Crimson Tide. He'd get his dream as a freshman playing quarterback for Alabama, but left to marry his high school sweetheart, Ann, who he'd be with for the rest of his life. His first two decades as a coach culminated in taking over Florida State University's program in 1975, where he'd become a legend.
Coach Bowden made FSU football what it was.
He coached the Seminoles for 34 seasons, including 28 straight bowl appearances and two national championships. He also led the team to 14 straight seasons of 10 wins or more, all ranked in the top five of the AP poll. Inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2006, Bobby Bowden's dedication to faith and football made him a true giant in the history of the sport.
I had great coaches and had great players. They get you there.
We remember legendary Seminoles coach Bobby Bowden.
So was he cut out of the same cloth as Joe Paterno? Are they equally as well known? Because Joe Paterno, but I don't know anything about Bobby Bowden because I'm not, as you so eloquently put it, Victoria, I don't know you. I don't know crap about football.
I didn't say that, but that is true.
More or less, you said. Yeah, that's true. But you knew about, well, your husband's very much involved in
this stuff. I've known Bobby Bowden forever. I had friends who went to Florida State, and he was still coaching there. He's a legend. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what do guys like that get paid? A couple of million bucks a year?
Oh,
did he bring
sure.
in lots of money to the football program and into coffers? Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I was talking to somebody over the weekend who does fundraising for a major university. And it really is pretty intricate how, in a case like this, they would build programs around Bobby Bowden and what people would give to the college because he was there. And in some circumstances, some of these college coaches I do know have their earnings tied to how much money is brought into the endowment of the college because they're there. And they have a, they get a percentage deal. They go around and they speak and they, you know, in the off season. I just, there's something that's cockeyed in all of this. And that's really why I think I get off on it. I get off of the bandwagon here, Victoria, because the attention that's paid to guys like this and to things like football, it seems to me, is warped. And I've always thought that. So that's why I don't know anybody. I thought an acknowledgement to him and his import, I would have you think about it for a few minutes. Here's something else to think about. Going back to a discussion that we had on the program, some of you have been listening for an hour. So the average, by the way, the average time spent listening to this program is about 48, 49 minutes at a time. And then people listen to our podcast, which you can, you, the real devoted souls who listen, let's say you listen on your way to work, on your way home, you can grab the podcast and listen to things that you weren't able to hear during the course of your trip into work. So one of the things you'll hear either in real time or in after time, if you will, is the focus on food and who's producing it and how much of it is coming from these four major corporations. And then here's a follow-up to what I was talking about, ladies. The way that these big companies are fixing prices. The former president of Bumblebee Foods was convicted on conspiring to fix prices of tuna fish. And he went to jail for 40 months because of that, and he was fined $100,000. And what's more recently come to light, the chicken processor Pilgrim's Pride pled guilty to price fixing. Remember I was talking about the meatpacking company from Brazil, JBS? They were fined $24.5 million for price fixing. And now the government is looking into Smithfield, which is owned by the Chinese government, into price fixing pork. So all of these things are going on, and you're getting shafted. By the bigger the company, the more examples there are of price fixing, gouging, and basically screwing you in your quest to find good food. It's becoming harder and harder and harder. Go see the family farmer at the farmer's market as long as you can to get the good local foods that are grown in your neighborhood. There was a report from Delta about a group of Jewish girls who were barred from boarding a flight. They were giggling. They were acting like teenagers. I don't know when they went to a Jewish day camp. So anyway, the pilot told them to get off after the stewardess complained. So they got on a second Delta flight, and
they
were
wrong because giggling is not something
giggling,
that gets you tossed off.
They were switching. They were switching seats.
Okay.
And so what? You know, they got to throw them off the plane. They were flying from Amsterdam to New York. And there were 18 of them been visiting religious sites in Ukraine. They were thrown off of the first group, the first plane. Supposedly there was a disagreement about COVID protocols, and they had been on a KLM flight from where they went to have this group experience in Ukraine, and then they got on a Delta flight from Amsterdam to New York. So the rabbi that was in charge of this group said the girls were behaving like girls, and he thought that it was anti-Semitic. He thought that Delta, with a look toward who they were, the rabbi said, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, probably is a duck. So what do we think about this? What do we think about these things that come up and people right away, you know, it's the biases, you're anti-Semitic, or you don't like blacks, or you don't like this, you don't like that, and that's the reason for your actions. Is that used too much? And I think in terms of, there's plenty of anti-Semitism around, legitimate anti-Semitism to go around. Is this something that
I don't know about legitimate, but you mean actual, right?
Yeah. Was that what?
The well, word legitimate anti-Semitism,
yeah, yeah.
I don't
legitimate
know.
Legitimate means it is supposed to be. Yeah, right, right. Get it. Okay. Good call. So, but what about throwing that up as, you know, something. I don't see what the anti-Semitism is here, but maybe I'm missing something. Making a big deal out of it, and so the rabbi says, "Oh, these people don't like Jews, huh? How would they even know that they were Jewish?"
How do you know? I mean, they must have had T-shirts on or something from the Jewish camp.
The rabbi made a big deal about it, and it's been all over the New York media. So that's why. And it just, I don't know, sometimes I think that people go too far with this stuff. Was it a cool call on the part of Delta to throw them up? They're girls having fun. So
it sounds more along the lines of it was teenage girls that were annoying them.
Yeah, right.
More so than them being Jewish, like 18 girls. But who knows?
When you were young, the two of you when you were teenagers, weren't you annoying?
Yeah.
Not on an airplane.
For sure. Well, yeah, no, not on an airplane. Yeah. But, you know, sitting outside the movie theater waiting for your parents to pick you up. I feel like we were probably a little too loud and obnoxious at times. But it's like, you know, the parent who yells at the kid merely for being a kid. Like, get over it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, remember that when Matt gets to be a teenager. 46 past the hour on the DJV program. Nothing, 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 nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you get out of the shower or out of the bathtub. Wrapping yourself in something that actually really absorbs the water and feels smooth against your skin. Isn't that cool? It's nice. And then you realize that you can't do it with one towel. Maybe you use two. I've told you before that two of you are very conservative when it comes to towels. I use four or five to dry myself off because I like the feeling of it. I take a long time for showers and baths. It's just one of those things. But if you're in a hurry and you want one and done, then you've come to the right place because the MyPillow, these great cotton, these towels that are in the towel set are very absorbent. Is it absorbent? Yeah, absorption. Mm-hmm. Absorbing?
Absorbent.
Yeah. Yep. Absorbent. That too. Every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. For a limited time, you can get the MyPillow 6-piece towel right now. For $39.99, usual price $109.99, saving 66% using the promo code DJV. What else do I have to tell you? Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in there that says enter your code, enter DJV as the promo code, and take advantage of these deep discounts, not only on the MyPillow towels, but MyPillow pillows. After all, that's why they're called MyPillow.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Hey, who's got table 6?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Noblift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Noblift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Noblift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobliftNA.com/save.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore?
We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Spencer Davis Group.
But that's not why we're playing that, because it's what we call a bump in the business. We're going to get to Chuck Curry and what's going on in the movies, where we stand after this past weekend, box office totals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus Jennifer Aniston's take on getting vaccinated right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
This sounds like that Disney movie with King Yabangalanga, and what's the name of that movie?
Lion King.
Yeah, but this is
a little.
Listen to Victoria.
This is Carly Simon.
Yeah, I get that, but it sounds, the drums and stuff sound like a little bit of the Kenya Kawada or whatever that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Chuck, start talking.
So this is from Working Girl, as Victoria just alluded to. What's the story?
Melanie Griffith, the star of that movie, turned 64 years old today. This probably was her massive claim to fame, made her a breakout star. This is a big hit back in 1988, co-starred Sigourney Weaver and Harrison Ford, but she really was the star of the show. It's interesting in reflection, Doug. You look at a movie like Working Girl that came out in 1988. They do not make movies like this anymore. They simply do not. This is a genre that has gone by the wayside, and the industry is not better for it. This was a good movie. Very entertaining.
Yeah, and that's we don't have any of these. You're right. There aren't any good story. Well, there are good story movies around, but they don't get like that movie that Tom Hanks did called the Newspaper Reader. I forget what the name of it was. That was a fabulous movie. It got no play whatsoever. I mean, it was around in the theaters and it was streaming and stuff. But that was another. That was a great example of a really thoughtful, provocative, nicely done movie that went no place because there were no Terminators and there were no monsters and there were no car wrecks and these people. All right. Anyway,
One other birthday I want to mention. You'll like this. Sam Elliott turned 77 years old today. I love me some Sam Elliott. I thought he was awesome in A Star Is Born. But when you watch a movie, and it's always on TV, Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
His supporting turn in that movie is simply awesome, and he elevates.
He's in a new movie
to a pretty high level.
He's in a second team. The second. I just saw something about him being in. What's the movie that he's in now? That they're filming now. It's the next chapter in another movie.
Is it John Wick?
No.
He might be the next John Wick movie, but he's still highly sought after. He's great, mostly does supporting work, but, well, he did a movie called Hero a few years ago, was played in the art house circuit. I love that movie. I thought he was awesome. I think he was nominated for best actor in that film. Yeah. And now in terms of box office this weekend, the Suicide Squad, Warner Brothers' new sort of superhero movie that also played day-to-day on HBO Max, got good reviews. But open to a not that stellar $26 million in business. I didn't get a chance to see it yet, but I know at least five people who did and all called me up or texted me and told me that they were disappointed and they thought the movie was way, way, way too violent for just being violent. Number two is Jungle Cruise, 15.7. It dropped 55% week to week, which is a decent hole, $65 million. I watched this movie over the weekend, Doug. I thought it was a passable time killer. The one caveat that I really did like, Dwayne Johnson has to be as likable an actor as anybody ever on screen. I mean,
and that's why people go see that movie because of him. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yep. Now, Old's M. Night Shyamalan's movie came in third, 4.1. Black Widow, fourth, $4 million. And Stillwater, Matt Damon, 2.5. It's done $10 million in 10 days.
That.
And Focus
is
Films is pretty happy with that number.
Is Stillwater a good movie?
I have not seen it. The reviews are pretty good, and it appears that it is catching on.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston is talking about people who refuse to get vaccinated. She says she's done with them. Whatever that means. Anyway, that's the story. Chuck's got a nice way about him. Don't you think, boys and girls? Round of applause for...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.